أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أرادوا الخروج لأعدوا له عدة ولكن كره الله بعاثهم فثبطهم وقيل اقعدوا مع القاعدين. لو خرجوا فيكم ما زادوكم إلا خبالا ولأوضعوا خلالكم يبغونكم الفتنة وفيكم سماعون لهم والله عليم بالظالمين. لقد ابتغوا الفتنة من قبل وقلبوا لك الأمور حتى جاء الحق وظهر أمر الله وهم كارهون. ومنهم من يقول ائذن لي ولا تفتني ألا في الفتنة سقطوا وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين. We discuss from ayah number 46 to 49 of Surah At-Tawbah. The discussion is about the munafiqeen. They had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the command that every abled man would go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without any exception. The exceptions will be those who are disabled, those who are unable to because of physical disabilities. So when they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verses we discussed yesterday, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them permission without much verification. That was the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses and Allah ta'ala takes this discussion forward. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَرَادُ الْخُرُوجِ. Had they had the intention of al-khuruj, to emerge, to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. Then they would have made some form of preparation to emerge and go out in the path of Allah. The message is clear that you are going out in the path of Allah. You've started the process of preparation. Now a difficulty comes in your path. You are unable to go out. You had a valid excuse. Then you come out and then you say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am unable to go. But there is proof and evidence that you have tried because you were preparing. A man intends to get up for Fajr Salat, so he puts his clock accordingly so that he will wake up appropriately for the Salat. His clock is set at 8 o'clock and then he says, I cannot make it, I've got an excuse. Then that is very clear that he didn't intend at all to do so. Walakin karihallahum bi'athahum. But the truth is this, it was not about their preparation, it was not about the excuse, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked their emergence, Allah ta'ala disliked their khuruj, they going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَثَبَّطَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withheld them. فَثَبَّطَهُمْ. Allah ta'ala withheld them. Now this is a very frightening situation, that sometimes there is a need insofar as deen is concerned, rendering a service to deen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the opportunity, the heart does not latch on to it, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes away the tawfiq of carrying out the deed. A man wants to contribute to a particular project, to a masjid. Then he finds some excuse because of some individual and he says, I'm not giving, I'm withholding because of whatever his reason be. The truth is, he is not withholding. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is holding back, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is holding back the tawfiq of a person emerging in the path of Allah, rendering a service for the deen of Allah, or giving something for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. The worst part of it is, we show that arrogance then, and we say to people, I didn't do because it is not I didn't do. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not allow me to do. Allah ta'ala says, وَقِيلَ قُعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ. Then it was said, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit down with those who sit. In other words, don't go out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. لَوْ خَرَجُوا فِيكُمْ مَا زَادُوكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks to the believers, more especially our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala withhold them? Why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala restrain them and not allow them to go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that had they emerged and gone forth amongst you, مَا زَادُوكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا, they would have not increased you but in difficulty, in trouble. What would have been the trouble? وَلَأَوْذَعُوا خِلَالَكُمْ, they would have milled around, walked around in your midst. يَبْغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَى, and they would have sought fitna, they would have sought difficulty, trials within yourselves. In other words, in the ranks of the Muslims, they would have caused a lot of difficulty in many, many ways. One is they would have planted the seed of dissension, created this unity in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this unity is not a good thing. But when the mujahideen are going out in the path of Allah, and if there is some form of disunity, then that threatens the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about another reason. وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّعُونَ لَهُمْ, and amongst you, there are spies for them. Some of them had got away. Those that seek permission got the permission to stay. But there were others, munafiqeen, who had gone out with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they became spies for these munafiqeen. Wallahu alimun bil-zalimin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well the wrongdoers. لَقَدِ بَتَغَوُ الْفِتْنَةَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَقَلَّبُوا لَكَ الْأُمُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the 90th of the hijrah. It is the last part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we discussed. It is the last expedition that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come out in. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all of this is not new. In the earlier days, for example, at the time of Uhud, and more particularly references be made here to Uhud, لَقَدِبَ تَغَوُ الْفِتْنَةَ مِنْ قَبْلُ, before this already, they had searched for fitna, they had searched for trial, for difficulty that they had imposed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَلَّبُوا لَكَ الْأُمُورِ, and they had changed for you the matter. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashura with Sahaba, should we remain in Medina Munawwara? They know that the Quraysh are now marching towards Medina. What should we do? Or should we go out of Medina Munawwara? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's decision that we will go out of Medina. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted that rai. Together with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were many munafiqeen that had also emerged. What they did? They had emerged, and then at a point in time, they turned back saying that this is not what we wanted. So they tried to create havoc in the ranks of the Muslims. وَقَلَّبُوا لَكَ الْأُمُورِ, they tried to change the matter for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَتَّى جَاءَ الْحَقُّ, but it did not change insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. The truth had come down. Allah showed who are the believers, مُخْلِصِينَ, who are the munafiqeen. وَظَهَرَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, and the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always remain predominant. وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ, and when that would happen, they disliked it. They did not like the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given victory after victory. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ ذَلِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي. This ayat is particular to a person by the name of Jad ibn Qais. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at him. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission. I cannot emerge. I cannot go to the borders of the Byzantines, of the Romans, because there the women are different. They are very beautiful. I may fall into fitna. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him. And Allah ta'ala says that from amongst them, there are those who seek permission. They say, give me permission. وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي, and do not put me into this fitna, into this difficult spot, that I go there, I may not be able to control myself. Allah says, Allah, fil fitnati saqatu bai, you've already fallen into fitna. You're lying to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're creating this parda. You're veneering your deeds, and you are saying that you are so pious that you won't be able to do. But the truth is, leave the control of your eyes. Your heart is such that there is nifaq in it, you've already fallen into the fitna. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in the fire of Jahannam will encompass those who disbelieve. And such Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals about the munafiqeen. You and I, we just need to introspect into our hearts. Allah ta'ala purify our hearts. Allah keep our hearts safe. Allah ta'ala keep us with iman. Take us with iman. But the most important thing is, we need to protect our iman and we need to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.